Hey guys, Damien from Marketing Food Online. So this one tip I'm about to give you is something I use on a daily basis, and it's super easy to implement, and it gives me a heck of a lot more business. Coming right up. Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I'm really, really excited. I'm actually, sorry, I got a big, big smile on my face. Just wanted to share a really quick tip with you. Sorry about that. I've got these two tips actually, to grow your food business online. It is a challenge, of course, as you know, if you are, let me grab this really quick. Oh, okay. I'm gonna put this up. Okay. So if you're looking to grow your, got my Mario shirt on, by the way, huge Super Mario Brothers fan, the old fashioned, old school Nintendo, but okay, focus. So back to what I was saying, if you are looking to sell your products, of course, online, you want to do your food products. And you may be either on Amazon, maybe you're on eBay, maybe you're on Etsy, but you're not getting the type of traffic that you would really love to have. Here is two ways to increase your product awareness and your brand, and as well as increase the amount of traffic which could bring potential customers to buy your products. Number one, and I know you may have heard this, but I'm going to explain to you how I actually personally use these two steps to sell more product. So I have stores on Amazon, eBay, and Etsy, and of course my own corporate site. So what I do then is I created a blog, and a blog you may have heard this a million times. I went to blogger.com. You can use any platform that you want, but I'm going to tell you exactly how I use it. Blogger.com, I have it associated with the BrittoBox.com, our candy site. I have it associated with all of my YouTube channels. I have multiple YouTube channels. Anywhere and everywhere that I can link blogger.com, my blog through blogger.com, anywhere that I can put that on social media, I have it linked up to. What I mean by that is I create articles about food, snacks, everything that's related to what I do. Okay. And if you're not good at creating these blogs, blog posts specifically, maybe you're not a good writer, maybe you don't write at all, that is okay. Because believe it or not, I have actually found several ghostwriters, if you will, who write for me. I actually pay them. I found them through Fiverr.com. Now, some people may tell you good things about, bad things about Fiverr.com. I personally have never had a bad experience with Fiverr. I have come across multiple freelance writers who create blog posts for me. I don't necessarily have an enormous amount of extra time to be writing blog posts, so I use them periodically. Not all the time, but just periodically. So I'm going to give you an example of how I used one of them to create a blog post that I put on my blog through blogger.com, and then within the text, within the body of the actual blog itself, I put direct links to the product that I was discussing in the blog. Does that make sense? So I paid somebody on Fiverr. I actually paid them $5, believe it or not. $5. It was 500 words. It doesn't have to be a book. You don't have to have a huge, huge blog post, okay? Just get to the point. Keep it simple. And just cover and discuss and talk about whatever it is that product is that you're wanting to pitch, okay? I'm going to give you an example. So this was mixed nuts. It was actually a new line of mixed nuts that we had. It had some new flavors. We were trying out some new flavor compositions and flavor profiles. So I created the mixed nuts, but then I'm thinking, how can I promote this? I have it up, you know, it's up for sale. It's on all of our platforms. But how do I get more traffic? But how do I not only get traffic, but how do I sell it? Well, I had her write, it was a young lady, I had her write a blog post describing the nutritional value, the health benefits of nuts. Okay? You following me on this? So everything, let's say if you're making a food product, maybe it doesn't necessarily have, you know, it could be candy, it doesn't have any nutritional value. But you can find somebody to write about candy, and maybe even write about retro candy, talk about old-fashioned candy or some new flavor profiles. And then when you create the blog itself, on blogger.com, they have the ability to allow you to insert external links, okay? These external links will take your customer or you take the reader directly to another link, either on a website, you can sell them a product, maybe go to Amazon, whatever it may be within your blog, okay? Now you're getting the idea of where I'm going with this. So what I did is I had her write, she created this really cool 500 words, very short, simple, about the nutritional value of mixed nuts, you know, almonds and walnuts, about the healthy fats, it's high in protein, it's a good snack. So then throughout that actual blog post, I put links directly to my new line of products, my flavored product, And from there, I was able to send that blog post to Facebook, send that blog post to Twitter, send it out to Instagram, and so on and so on and so on. So I was able to use an existing blog post to promote the product. But what you're doing is you're giving the customer, your potential customer, a reason, okay? You're giving them a reason to actually buy the product. You're informing them of the health benefits of the product, and then you're offering the product. Nothing new. I'm not the first guy to ever do this, but I'm just saying that as a food business guy or a food business woman, you may be watching this video and thinking, what are some other ways that I can get people to notice the product? Because it's a huge challenge because there's so much competition out there. Where and how can I get more people to see the product and buy it? That is one fantastic way, and it actually works, okay? I'm not going to give you guys, as you know, you see my videos, I give you information that actually works, and I don't sit here and inflate it and waste your time with a bunch of nonsensical garbage. So create a blog, okay, somewhere, even within your own site. Now, just to let you know, on Weebly.com, Weebly.com has a section within the site builder when you're building your site that you could create a blog too. And this is a great place to, again, have more, be more places at one time and have more blogs than just one, okay? I have about four or five, if I'm not mistaken. So I try to be in a lot of different places at the same time and link back to all your social media, link back to your own website, and then, of course, link back to the listings that you're trying to sell on these platforms. You know, if you're on eBay and you have a peanut butter, let's say you have a natural peanut butter, it's organic, you want to sell it, well, get somebody to write a post about the health benefits of peanut butter, natural organic peanut butter, right? And then create an external link within the blog and bring that customer to the product, okay? And the better off you are with a larger following on social media, the better off you can be, okay? Now, also keep in mind, I wanted to throw this out there. We do have, if you've seen some of my videos, we have about 45 to 50,000 monthly viewers throughout all of our social media outlets, everything from Facebook to Pinterest even, and to Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're looking to get in front of those customers, I actually have a product that we offer through Marketing Food Online. Excuse me. Through Marketing Food Online, and that actually will have me send out your links directly to these people who are in love with food. They love everything about food, and all of these social media outlets will bring you some eyes to your product. So I'll put a little description down below in the description section, a little link down below, and you can take a look at that. But I can also put a handful of different resources in the link in the description that will allow you to take a look at some other avenues and other ways that you can promote your product. But check it out. Do try the blog. I'm telling you, once you actually begin to use it and you get it on social media, it can take off with its own wings and definitely bring you some business. So I hope with that video, it helps you out, gives you a little understanding about how you can benefit from a blog, and you don't necessarily have to put a lot of time and effort into it, and you can get some people to even write the blog for you for a very small investment. And just think, if you were to maybe twice a month, you had somebody write a 500-word article at a cost of $5 to $10 a piece, you know, you're looking at $10 to $20 and invest it. You sell a handful of your products, you're going to make that back in no time. So thanks, guys. Take care.